Thursday would have been the 70th birthday of the late Hickory Mayor Rudy Wright. The beloved longtime city leader committed suicide in May. This week, his family is celebrating his memory by raising money for a favorite cause and raising awareness of mental illness. They talked to WFAE's David Borax, who has this report.
Rudy Wright was Hickory's mayor for 16 years, an enthusiastic ambassador known for showing up at ribbon cuttings and handing out keys to the city to visitors. So it was a shock, even to those close to him, when he took his own life May 11th, using an antique handgun he owned. His family didn't even know it worked. A friend advised his daughter, Ashley, about making a public statement.
She very sweetly said, you know, you could say maybe he wasn't well or, come up with something to say. And I said, well, you know, clearly it's not my decision to make. I'll need to talk to my brother or to my mom about it, but I can't imagine us covering anything up.
A day after his death, the family acknowledged Rudy's suicide publicly. The statement noted that mental illness and depression affect many people, no matter their standing in the community. His widow and business partner Donna Wright said Rudy would have wanted it that way.
We always felt like that, and Rudy always felt this way too, that he had nothing to hide. I've heard him say it many of a time. And when campaigns or anything like that came around, he never once, you know, said, I'm worried about the talk because I have nothing to hide. You know, I am what I am. And he didn't. I mean, he was very a true, loyal person, and it was very heart-wrenching when this happened because I didn't even realize it. And I knew that he had some anxiety problems, but he always had a little bit of that when he started to run for a campaign. And he said, you know, he didn't like running the campaign, but he loved being mayor. I don't think we really ever entertained the idea of not being just straightforward with it.
Donna Wright hopes that by speaking out about mental illness, they can help others.
Just the other day, I had someone tell me that her husband, their daughter, had a problem, and he was afraid he wouldn't mention it. He wouldn't talk about it. She said, you know, since you all came out with this, he's been much more open with the problems. And she said, and if it serves some good in the community and helps just one person, then it was well worth it, you know, as far as being open with it. That's the way I feel about it.
Sounds like it's already having that effect if you've had friends who are doing this.
We really have. I mean, I've had numerous friends really approach me and tell me. I've had wonderful notes from people that have said how much they appreciated it, and they've said they had a suicide in their family or they had depression in it, and there are not many families that aren't touched in some way.
Nearly 2 months after Rudy Wright's death, the family, including sons Justin and Glenn, is still dealing with grief, but also thinking about broader issues related to suicide. They've written letters to public officials at City Hall, the General Assembly, and Congress calling for stricter gun control laws and better insurance coverage for mental health. Rudy had gotten a concealed carry permit, says Ashley, against her mother's wishes. That had nothing to do with Rudy, she says. They just didn't want a gun in the house.
We made the decision as a family to, you know, use the bit of a voice that we have and reach out to those who are directly responsible for making the policy decisions around health care and, again, around gun control, and, you know, did send letters to those lawmakers, many of whom, probably all of whom, knew Dad on a certainly professional and some on a personal level, just to let them know that, you know, this is a real thing and there are real people behind this. And it's important that we not just take a political stance, because these decisions do affect people on a very personal and intimate level.
The family also is celebrating Rudy Wright's life and passions. On what would have been his 70th birthday Thursday night, they attended a Hickory Crawdads game, where they kicked off a campaign to build a Habitat for Humanity house and community center. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Hickory.